Lishonim. Lashon is something that is unique to humanity. No other creature can speak, even though they tell you today the plant can speak. But it's a different type of speech. The animal speech, the plant speech is basically, there's something good here or there's something dangerous here. That's what's all about. And Kamavan can be fantastically complex. But that's all it is. It's not what we call Diva. Diva is an expression of one's perception, one's thought. We know that even the word Diva, Rashi brings in the end of the Dvarim, end of the Chumash, Dabo Echad Ador, Dabo the leader, which means that the speech is basically the leading function of our lives. So it's an expression of our inner thoughts. The person talks, he's expressing what his state of perceiving and understanding. Kamavan, our Diva is the highest level Diva because, like I said in the beginning of the Torah, Vayitov Ve'af of Nishmat Chayim, in the Targum, famous Targum, they said, Nishmat Chayim of us, for Odom, is Ruach Mamalav, the ability to speak. The ability to speak, and once again, the ability to speak express our feelings. For example, one of the most lofty interactions we have as Jews is that we have the ability to talk directly to the King of all kings. Imagine if you invited to speak to Trump or King Charles, I don't know, whatever, some very influential being that is very hard to get to. You think other times before you talk, you have 1 minute to talk, think in advance what message you want to give over. Put a lot of effort into it because you know that the tongue, he's there to listen to you, he's not just playing games. He's there to listen to you, and he's very powerful. And it's a big event, and you try to use your Kohen Hadim as much as possible to express, whether it starts with expressing your appreciation for the person, then afterwards think what is the most important piece in life to request, then maybe afterwards to thank him for taking out time to listen to you. Sounds almost like Shmuel Esther. That's what it's all about. Shmuel Esther, that's what we're doing. Before we start the Shmuel Esther, we remind ourselves it's not just a regular conversation over there, and it's not some religious ceremony. This is an actual conversation that we have to start. With the greatest of the great, lofty of the lofty, was Boba Khoizulat. I remember years ago they made a survey which word in English had the most synonyms. It was many years ago. Before, I'll explain to you what before was. Anyway, so then the term that had the most synonyms was pork, which is representatos. That's the meaning of represent by the chazal. It means that the fattiest piece of meat that's what life is all about. So it has, whatever it has more synonyms means, like an agricultural society is known, but they have more synonyms for agricultural, and technical society is more for technical. So that's it. So you want to know what I meant to say that now that it's changed. Now change is, the word that has most synonyms in English, by far more than that one, is marijuana. Yeah. But the same thing, it's just a more, less refined form of the thing. Life is about giving you a nerve endings. Charge your nerve endings in the middle. That's what we talk about and we find it in it. And what word in the Jewish language has the most to praise Hashem? Hoyde is the Hal Shafer before the Rebbe Maaseh. He said, I mean, maybe Shabbat. He said, Leila Seyno. He said many times, Nishmat, because that's the most important thing in our life. Come to a point of recognition to the Shvobu and feeling that I have a Keshe Lakodesh Baruch Hu to the point and I can appreciate his goodness and then I can express it to him, can interact with him. Yeah. I think also, we said, the Kohen Adiba of since our Kohen Adiba is so powerful, that Tfilas and our brothers are not just conversation. It is a conversation. The Tfilas of the brother opens up the gates of Zachmi to us, to the whole world. It changes the entire framework of all the world at the Kohen Adiba. And the Kohen Adiba is the same thing. We learn Tayo, Kambiyot, and the Kohen Adiba, it brings down Nita, Tachet, and the Zachmi, and all the world. We learn Torah Kedoshim, we have Shalom Bars, we have everything. But that's what it is. So our Kohen Adiba is so powerful. We know that there's a concept of Shavuot and Nedarim. I can create a mitzvah and an Azeirah by making a statement. I have a Kohen of Mamash being, cannot make a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We made a Tayyid mitzvah, and I can make another mitzvah. A piece of bread until now was Mahajim, and now became straight from Mahajim. Because I made a net and not eat it. That's also to me. Make something into Hekdesh. These all come from tremendous prayer that we have. That's part of the reason why one of the most severe areas in the world to make a shu and not keep your shu. One of the affairs of Dibra, to see the shame of Kevin Shah. Don't lie against your shu. Yeah, that is the greatest. And we see also Mitzvah, the how much we have to watch over a Dibra. A guy says, I should pee in Dibra Shah, you mean in the shop. A guy doesn't feel responsibility to say, I don't know how much interaction you have with Middle Eastern guy. You're talking straight to the face. And you know the facts. And that's something either. I just set up the facts with first half of them. The truth and the lack of truth is no difference between the two. Whatever works better, works better. By most Jews, I can't say by every Jew, but by most, rubidu of the Jews, even the ones that Nana Mashay gets at the Anshe Emes, when they lie, you can tell us. It's not easy. It's against our nature. But Avada Yos, one of the Shem Rikainos, the Kerech Adiva, is a powerful thing. The Shalach and Masut Ramon, the person says, I'm going to give gifts. I'm going to make a deal with somebody else. Even though no kini was made. So technically, he can be choisable. He can go back on his deal. The Maite says in Mechut Ramon, it's not the behavior of a Jewish person when he's saying to do something and rejected for no good reason. I'm not a Mechut to do it. We didn't make a transaction. But if I said the word of a Jew is very powerful. Somebody told me, the person himself told me, somebody spoke to him, told me, that he was Baruch Chavadish, being the person himself. Anyway, it's either Kvijish or Kvijish. It was Asha, not Kvijish.
Yeah.
This person was Baruch Chavadish, wasn't like today, that this elderly still wants a million, you have to push people away from coming. And there was a small issue, he was in the neighborhood, a small issue. And Minchid Avenue to Doiva, so people that are working were not around with us. How many issues both of them were there? Anyway, he said 10 people he used to come with him, and he'd make a million. One day one of them came a little bit late, or what happened late, and it started later than usual. And so then another one of them said, I made up someone to meet in such and such time, based on the fact we're starting on time. Now we're starting late, I'm going to be late to the meeting. What are we going to do? I don't want you to lose extra millions. It's going to be hard pain. It won't be easy to find a tenth man. So then the Chazanish told him, if you know what the value of the word of a Jewish person is, when he asking, he gave you a word? Kurdish. This is what we have. One of the things we're supposed to realize is the greatness of compliance of this. We are the Odom, Atom Kurim Odom, that have the special prayer of people, the spiritual prayer of people, compliance of. We have to use it properly in our feelings. Nobody better tell you. And also, we interact with people. One of the great mitzvahs of Last of Zohar, or like Hillel, told that the great hill told us, yes, said it comes from me, it's all the great. Oh, Toyakalatura and Regalata, and the son of Adapalatava. Be sensitive to people around you, because that's what Judaism is all about. Another religion, a person can be self centered and still be religious, because he uses the religion as ways of achieving his selfish goals. So the way this is, I need Panosaka, the way this rain, go rain of the way. So not, that's a person not really serving his other way. You need to have a desire to serve him. When the God says, doesn't serve, he gives it a kick in it.
Yeah.
But yes, other way around. My whole life is about that. I'm not the center of the picture. I realize that Hashem is the one who's running the world. Rashi will be in that part, and with him, bring the Pesach, don't leave your good friend, because it's both. That's our relationship. It starts with that, putting myself in the right position in life, have the right mind frame. If you don't do it right, then you go to religion, and not really miss a lot of that. And it's the flavor, not the flavor, the nature of the Jewish religion. It's all about developing our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the ways we develop it is, like we said, we have tefillah, we have Torah, and we have Benot HaVeilah. Torah by Benot HaVeilah. Benot HaVeilah is also a way of using my prayer HaTiva to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have to think twice before I speak. Keep my prayer HaTiva and that level. Hashem will have Nachas Ruach Hu, Me'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Life out of the house, and even more in the house. Families with our children. Shainovi says, "He belages sofa b'moshen achez itadre l'omazeh." In a slurred type of speech and a different type of language to speak to this nation. What do you mean to say? Not enough that they're not accepting the tefocha, but they don't understand my language. When I talk to them, for them it sounds like everything is not clear and slurred. They're not interested in even pondering into what I'm saying. That's the worst thing if we could do. It's communication, rather than communication, you're not even trying to understand it. The Gemara Chagiga, he brings his Rebbe, and the Rebbe, they always said, מה שגיד זה, רוב בפני חבר, אין לו חלק בלב לבוא. If a person spits in front of his friend, he doesn't have a chance to go to another one. What's the big deal? You don't understand what's going on with this. Based on our Musogim, the way we're... There's an issue of language over there. Language is sometimes representing something like this. If you don't understand the idea, you don't understand what he's talking about. That's a person says, be a good person. What does a good person mean to you? Good person means don't shoot people, then everything else is all right. And okay, just make sure you don't shoot people. And then you'd be the worst person in the world.
Here.
So, I'm bringing you on Shabbos. Rav Shulman Levi. Tell me that to Rav Shulman Levi. Also, Dalzaki, Ha'idna, Levi Joshua. Some young children came to take measurements, the same thing that even Rav Shulman Nun didn't say. In the time of Rav Shulman Nun, they didn't say. So, they were learning the Aleph Beis. What is Aleph Beis? Aleph stands for Aleph Bina. Aleph means to learn. Learn wisdom. They went to the Aleph Beis. That's all the letters of the Aleph Beis represent certain ideas. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. Learn wisdom. Gimel Dalin is Goyimel, Gimel Dalin. Dalin, care for people that are poor. My time, Shuta carries the Gimel Gabi Dalin. Why is the left leg of the Gimel facing the Dalin? At the Dalin, so Gimel Chassam, they're running after the. It's like his foot. The gimbal's running towards the Dalit to do chesed to him. Yeah. Why is the Dalit facing away from the gimbal? Because a person who really wants to do chesed doesn't wait, the other person doesn't recognize it. The sin is not the guy, it's the person.
Yeah.
So he says that even the learning of the Aleph Beis can be transformed as a way of learning old ideals of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So funny, there's a lot to everything in the language of everything. Even from the letters of the Aleph Beis have a message to say. And so too, all the Mamar Chazal have a lot to teach us. Some of them can understand easily. Sometimes we need other people to help us explain. It's all full of Chokhmah. One of the reasons that a lot of Haggadah's stories are showing that sound strange is because Chazal didn't want it to be understandable to Goyim who aren't going to superficially understand it, not fully understand it, and they take it out of context. They can start to understand it, they don't understand it, and then make a mess out of it. So if the story is something that doesn't make sense at all, nothing to understand. You have to somebody to decipher it for you to give the message. Yeah. It says everybody who wants the Shem Torah Mitzvah to take it very seriously tries to look out aces from not saying it. Wasn't her. There's a discussion we should not talk at all, or some other technique, trying to switch the topic. What he's saying, he said that Rav Nuna Barab said in the Gemara in the Beis Zohar, "Feel the Sifah School that Tamei the Chacham Sifah Talmud. Even the Sifah School that Tamei the Chacham is Talmud." In other words, a person has to enrich himself in the ability to be able to switch the topic to something that has some toichin, has some value. There will be Lashon Tovah, something that's beneficial. Truth is, it's more than that. Somebody told me that Rav Meir Chodesh was a Mashgiach from Tevah Yeshiva. There's a group that wants to learn Sefer Chavetz Chaim to improve their Shvi'as Halosh. So he told me you have to be careful.
Why?
Because if you're learning all the Halosh, it does have a certain level of effect. But if you don't have the clarity of how damaging it is for yourself and how negative it is for your own Shlemus, just learn the technical halacha, there's a good chance it won't work. In other words, when we're talking about the greatest of Klal Yisrael is HaKoyach HaDibur. And like HaKoyach HaDibur I could use to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to speak in the fashion that brings Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speak Me'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speak positivity to others, I realize that's my greatness, and automatically speaking Lashon Hara is something that becomes clear to me, this is the last thing I want to do, this is taking me away from my home, my Lashon Hara. But we have to define what success in life. Success in life is being the one who is a Rosh HaMedad in the Cholokim. I'm the one of the most influential speakers that begins a lot of trouble because in certain forums, to be more influential, you have to say more on forums. But if my goal is not to be influential, my goal is to be Meroyim, and Tony called the Shayna, to realize I'm something exalted. And part of being exalted means to be positive in every situation. The interaction with people, be positive always. The negativity, negative speech is something that's the most disliked thing, something that I run away from. not because I want to be frum, because I want to be what I am. And for me, it was learning how to speak. Interesting things that I was asking to be told. Rav Shem Ben Yochai said, if I would have been Baal Sinai, I would need two mouths. One to speak into the Torah, and one to speak other things. In other words, the mouth of the Torah should remain pure. And the have just one mouth for Torah, another mouth for everything else. He brings from Torah Israel, the way he understands it is, that the Peh is like the class of Torah Shabbat Peh. You have Torah written, Torah is written on a piece of paper. Torah Shabbat Peh is written in the person himself and expressed through his mouth. His mouth is really bringing out his chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Maybe, if that's the case, the mouth that has been used to express the Torah Shabbat Peh should be perfectly pure. That's what Moshe Meyachoy said. It would have been a great idea to have a separate map for that. Well, the problem is there's another map for no person to do. Not good that. You have to start that state. So I think it's one map, and as much as we can to realize it, you try to, as much as we can, to recognize the greatness of the Jewish map. The Jewish map is the ksav of our state, of our personal state, the expression of the state that happens within us. That's the way we interact with our Jewish vocal. And we're able to keep our courage that we've uplifted. Okay, now we're ready. Getting closer. Chag Machin Zayyar Seinu. And this is a beautiful way to be ourselves. To feel how exalted we are, and feel that one of the most exalted parts of our person, ourselves, on the seas is our courage that we've. And appreciate that. Thank Hashem for courage that we've. It's interesting, it's not one of the beers of the Shaka. But in any event, like I said, it is something that we have special. The human deeper is something unique. We express our thoughts different in a deeper fashion, a standard of understanding things. And the deeper flight is a level above the deeper the rest of the world. Because I'm a teacher different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world are physical features. And we are features that are created to interact with the people. So come home to your wives and say a nice good word there and say, Rabbi said, this is weak, and it doesn't say nice things about the reason it is, why can't that? Kids are great. Make the show you have a wonderful time. I'll say this thing.